Ibn Allahu, Ba'ahadi, Shiva Samamonim. The Pshat is that you bring in all these seven types of soaps together, mixed up together. And you wash off this beggar with the Dam Chatis all at one time. So now the one is doing is not to bring Merah Glaim into the Beis Hamikdash, that's by itself. And then if you bring it in with Tarubis mixed up with something else, it'd be Mutter. Maybe that's the way you bring it in to wash off this beggar, the Matam Kaddish. The Gemara says, no, Vietnam, we don't really over there. Have you and Shleik Yisidrim? Let's say you washed it off. Shleik Yisidrim, you do not wash off. Here's my Dam of Nid over there. But this halakha also, if you don't wash it off, each soap, one after another, the way it's put down there, it's the Yilat Yotza. By Shehevir, Shivas, and Kechot, if you washed all seven at the same time, by Yosef Leklim, you didn't do anything. So you see clearly that the Shiva Samamonim, whenever you need it, at the end of the Gemara Nid is talking about washing off a Kesem on a Begit, okay? But here we brought, you need this Shiva Samamonim, here by Dam Chatis. So the halakha of Shiva Samamonim means, you have to wash, use each soap separately, one after another, and the exact same way it's brought down the Anida. So the soap, Merah Glaim, has to be used by itself. So the soap has to cash. How could our Mishnah say the din is to do it the Makam Kodesh? Aye, how could you bring Merah Glaim into the Beis Hamikdash? So the Gemara says, El Demit Lalu Bereik Tafel, that the Pshat is in each one of these, you use some spit. You spit into it. And the Yom Rashlaka, as the Shlaka said, that the right topple, like fresh spit in the morning, saliva in the morning, with all these different types of suds of soap that you have to use, you're supposed to put some saliva inside it. Senechnami, there's merag lion that you bring into the Beis Hamikdash, you do not bring it in by itself separately, you bring it in after you already put in the saliva. So therefore, that's mevato, the din of merag lion, that takes away the miyaskait of the merag lion. So that's why it's mutter to bring it in to the Beis Hamikdash. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next date. We are holding that Tzadik Heyom advised by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Echot she'bishel boi v'echot she'eiro l'seicho r'seich. Whether you cooked up the kochim in this pot, again a clean chayshas, a metal pot, and the lochers you have to kasher it. So if you cooked up the kochim, the meat inside the pot, the yechot she'eru l'secher v'seich, means you poured off kochim from another pot into this pot. Eru of a clearishin, you poured off from the first pot into a second pot. The second pot also is toyin musim rikushtif, you have to kasher it. Now echot kochim kadoshim, whether you cooked up kochim kadoshim from a korban chatis, the yechot kochim kalim, whether you cooked up from a kochim kalim from a shlamin. Tunin mariko shtifa, that's halacha. After you go to kasher it, first you have to make a mariko, which means kasher it well with hot water, and then make a shtifa, then you have to pour over it cold water, a special mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon says, kochim kalim einem tunim riko shtifa, you don't know. The pasuk is only talking about kodesh kadoshim on yechatis, mashenkin kochim kalim, there's no extra mitzvah mariko shtifa. You just kasher it any way you want. You do not have to make the extra pouring of cold water. Now, when the Mishnah says, Echot she'iru l'seicha r'seich, you would just pour the hot kochim into a pot, so Chur Taisa brings a raya, that mikan medagdik Rabbeinu Tam, the iru k'klirishon. Reyuch Shabbos, if you pour off from the kettle onto something, the iru just pouring it off is also k'bishol. It's k'klirishon b'ami, and the Yosemite Raisa like to pour off from the kettle onto something to cook it, onto a tea bag. But then he says, maybe there's no Ryan from here. The nearer the Yadda Rabbah, just the opposite, could be a Takashan of Benatam Shita. But we'll see in the Gemara, because the Gemara calls this case a Belua Belay Bishal. It's shocked to be Belua in the Kli, it's absorbed in the Kli, but not through a Bishal. So Kli, you see, it's not called a Bishal. So that's this whole case is here. The Maestah, we're Machman, we hold, Irur is Kli Rishandavi. Now the Gemara says, turn around, went in a price like this. The Bosik says, Asheta Vushalboy, a pot that you cook in. Say, Inli Yala Bishal, only if you cook the kachim in this pot, then we have this mitzvah Mariko Shtifa. But Iro L'Seicha Rasech Minayin, how do we know if you cook it up in another pot, and now you just pour it from that pot into this pot, how do we know that also there's a mitzvah Mariko Shtifa? Talmud Lehm, the Prophet says, V'yasher tevusha boy yishover. So Rashi says the drasha is like midas somach yishover eitzel boy, since it says the word yishover by boy. For like Siv, it doesn't start off new in the klicheres tevusha yishover. So goes for medrash that in nivla boy mikol mokim yishover. Anyway, the time of the kachim went into the pot, even though it's only through a belia of an irur, also you need a shvira by klicheres. And who are them by Kli Nechoshes to be the mitzvah of Mariko Shtifa. Now, boy, Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma asked the question like this. Tolu bi'avir tana maho. What's going to be if you hang the kochim, you hang the meat of a korban chatis in the avir, in the ear of a tanner? It's not touching the sides of the tanner. It's just inside the tanner. Ma, what's the locha? Abishali belua hudukapid rachmona. At Lamaisa, you're cooking up this kachim in the oven, but there's no belua. The time of it does not go into the oven. So therefore here, you will not have to make this shtifa marikam. Because it's only normally when there's a bishul, any belua, when you're cooking, and it gets absorbed in the sides of the pot, or absorbed in the side of the oven. But here that the meat is just hanging in the oven, in the middle of the oven, it's being baked, but there's no time going on the sides of the oven, maybe you will not have to make a marikam shtifa. I do, maybe bishul b'lei belua. No, as long as you're cooking the kachim in this pot, like here, as long as you're cooking the kachim, you're baking it in this oven, even though there's no belua, it doesn't get absorbed in the oven, maybe still there'll be the mitzvah of mariko shtifa. That's the shayla. Rashi said, Taluya min b'shvud, shelchatis l'tzloisa b'yavra taner. You're roasting it in the ear of a taner. That's the shayla. What's the locha? The Mara says, Toshima, come in here. It says, Echot Shebishu Baya Mishnah says, V'yechot Sheiru L'Seicha Raseach. Or whether you just pour the hot kochim into the pot. So clearly you see what, even though there's no bishul, still it's turned Mariko Shtifa. Why? Because there's a belua. So Mara says like this, belua beloi bishul l'kimi boilam. And look, this is Taisus Kasha and Adena Tam Shita. Here the Gemara calls our case of the Mishnah, where it's an Ira, where you're pouring it off from one pot into a second pot, so in the second pot, it's the belua. True, it's being absorbed in the pot, but belay bishul, it's not called a bishul, since you did not cook it in this pot directly. It's only an iru from a klirishim. So there's a deed to say, iru is not called kibishul. Well, according to the Natan, the pshat would be though, but for Shabbos, you don't need a real mice of bishul. As long as you're making it being belua, that's enough to be chai for Shabbos. But I call upon him, this for sure is toin mariko shtifa. Since Lamaisa, the time of the chatas is being belua in the pot, therefore pshita has to do it. But kikami boilam, where is our shalom? By bishul belay belua. We are cooking it up in the pot, or here in the oven. It's hanging in the middle of the oven, but belay belua. It's not being sapped in, it's not being belua absorbed in the oven. It is still toin Mariko Ushtifanat. Samura says, Toshma come in here. The Yomar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Abavua, Tanur Shom Mikdosh, the Tanur they had in the base of Mikdosh, you should know, Shom Matkasoya. It was made out of metal. Now, the Sagot Adif, you're telling me to think that Bishel, Beloy Belua, Loy Kopid, in a case where you just bake something in an oven, it's only Bishel there. But there's no Belua, it does not touch the sides of the oven. You do not have to have Mariko Shtifa. And who adin, if it's made out of a Kli Cheres, you would not have to break the Kli Cheres. These are both the same halachas. Whenever you have to make a Shtifa Mariko by Nechoshes, you have to break it by Kli Cheres. So here the shalom is, why can't the oven in the base of Midish be made out of a Kli Cheres? So who the answer would be, that you can't do it because the Kli Cheres, you have to break it every time you bake the kachem inside it. So if it's not Kedai to make it out of a Kli Cheres, rather make it out of metal. But if you're telling me now that a bishul belay belua is lekopid, that the Torah does not say you have to make a mariko shtifa, so the same thing would be by a kli cheres. If the oven was made out of a kli cheres, you would not have to break the oven. If so, nevet shel cheres. If so, why can't you make the tanner out of a kli cheres? And you'll just bake the meat inside it, and you make sure the meat doesn't touch the sides of the tanner. Someone says, no, that's not a good eitzah. Because ki von the ikah, shirei mincha, menachos, Since it's a parasha of Menachos, after you make the kemitza, the leftover of the Mincha Yisrael, the Kohanim could bake and eat, so they bake it in the tanner. So since they bake it in the tanner, here, v'ikra bishuli b'lua, like when you put bread into the tanner, it touches the side of the oven. So therefore, there's a bishul and a b'lua. Therefore, you can't make it out of the kli cheres. Because if it would be made out of the kli cheres, then you have to always break it. So if that could die, keep on breaking and making new ones. You might as well make a metal one already. Ubilua, therefore the Gemara says, Avdin is Shomachis. That's the reason why we already make a Shomachis. Now the Gemara says, Ahu Tanurom, there was an oven. The Atchu Bei Tichayu, that they smeared some fat on it. Some flesh of the flat, fat, kosher of the fat, but fat of an animal. So the kitzah, the oven became fleshiks. So, Osru Rabba Bar Eloi Lemichlo Leriftal Yerim. If you bake bread now in this oven, he said you can never eat this bread. Why? Because that's the lochem, that flesh of dicker bread, you're not supposed to eat. And Vafilu Benucha, even though you only want to eat it, now with salt. It's Xerim Midrabonin, that Dilma Osir Lemichlo Dikutcha. Maybe you can't eat it with milk. Therefore, you're not supposed to eat a flesh of dicker piece of bread, or you're not supposed to eat a milch of dicker piece of bread. If the bread is milchik, it has to be made special, almost like a cheesecake. It has to be nikka clearly that's made out of milk. So even by cake also, some say, it's not good to have milk to the cake, unless it's nikka, unless you can tell carefully, that you make small pieces, that you know clearly, eat it at one time, but there are milchiks. But otherwise, if the gezera, maybe you can't eat it with fleshiks. But our whole point of the nikka din is by bread. You're not allowed to eat bread that has a tam of meat inside it, because with the gzera, maybe you can't eat it with milk. Here it says, lo'ilam, that the bread is always off, the mashman is no way to kasha this oven to be able to bake bread in it. Meisra, I have a question. It says, alocho, ein loshin esu'isa b'cholov, you're not supposed to put like milk inside the bread. V'yimlash, if you put milk inside it, kolapaz kula sura, no bread is also. If again, because we're afraid, maybe you'll eat it with milchiks, with fleshiks. Maybe you'll eat the bread with a piece of meat. Therefore, if the bread was made with milk, you're not supposed to eat it. Ki yoytzeboy, the same type of halacha is, ein toshin esatan abalya. You're not supposed to shmir the oven with fat, fleshetika fat. The imtashba, if you shmir the oven with this fat, tadini is kol apas kulasura. All the bread is also, again, because the bread is fleshiks, and that's the gzera not to eat flesh into the bread, even though you want only want to eat it now with salt, there's the gzera maybe you come to eat it with milchiks. But it says clearly here, achiyisa kesataner, until you first kasha the oven, but mashmo, if after you bake the bread, then you go and heat up the oven and kasha the oven, and then the second after that, you are allowed to bake bread there. So chura tiyufta derama bari loy tiyufta. Of course, the kashan Rav Bar Eloi, that he said before, that l'rifta l'yelam, any bread you make out of this oven, the bread is always also. Mashmi, even the second, third, or fourth time, so mashmi cannot be machshir the tana. So who is it to yufta? Now the Gemara says, O male Ravina l'Ravashi, so Ravina says Ravashi, v'chi meyach adisus of Rav Bar Eloi, once we slugged up, we have to kasha on Rav Bar Eloi. That was saying now you could be machsher or a tana, you could make a kosher, and how there is now even a tana of klicheres, even a klicheres to katana. Says so, Amay Yom Rav, how come Rav says kederes the Pesach yishavu, that the chometz take apart you can't use for Pesach, but rather you have to break them. There's no way to kasher them. A pot made out of earthly, a klicheres is yishavu. There's no way to kasher it. The question is why? Why can't you kasher? We're saying now that an oven made out of cheres, you could kasher. Here also, why can't you kasher these pots? So my answer is, Omalei Rav Mukiloihi Vishomatris. I'll tell you, Rav will answer you. That it says over here, you could kasher the oven, it's talking about an oven of matris, made out of metal. Therefore you could kasher the oven. Benachrami, a pot or an oven made out of a klicheres earthly ware, that Rav holds you cannot kasha. That's one teretz. V'boyisem, another tales could be, V'boyisemo, V'tana shacheres. No, we could be talking about even before, if the oven was made out of cheres. And before we said yes, you could be machshel the oven. If so, what's the difference? How come Rav says by Pesach, the pot you have to break, you cannot be machshel them? So the answer is, zeh hesekemi b'fnim, v'zeh hesekemi v'chutz. I tell you, why is the tanner, the oven, even though it's made out of a kli cheres, out of an earthly kli, but the way you machshel it is, you make the fire, you make the heat inside it. So that does a good job. That's machshel, that takes out all the blia from it. But v'zeh hesekemi v'chutz. But over here, when you want to machshel the pots you put the fire outside the pot. So here we're afraid you don't do such a good job. The heat doesn't go into it so much. You cannot get the blier out of a kli cheres. For the Gemara, so what? But v'neved asakim b'fnim. If that's no problem, so even these chomestika pots, they're made out of a kli cheres. Why do you have to break them? In other words, you cannot use it for Pesach. Put the fire inside it. Now you kasher them. You put the coals inside the pot, and you make the asakim b'fnim. Smar says, no, this we're afraid. Chayis alayu demitvarei. We're afraid he won't do a good job, because by putting the coals inside the pot, he's afraid the person may get too hot and break. So therefore, the Rabbanu were machmir to say, you can't be machshir it this way, because we're afraid maybe you will not do a good job, because you're going to be afraid to make it too hot, the pot should not break. Hilkach the Mor says, therefore, hai kuvio, this type of a kuvio, which is a type of a frying pan, that lamaisa has sekhmi vachutz, you have the fire outside it on the bottom of it, and therefore the yasser, if it's made out of an earthly ware, a kli cheres, you cannot be master it for chametz, for Pesach, you can't be master it. Since the esek, the normal way of using it is, you have the fire outside, not the fire inside. Ella, the more is the question though, Ella,